Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be chatting all about should girls hide their finances from their partners. And in this debate, my sister will be against the statement girls should hide their finances from their partners, and I'll be for the statement girls should hide their finances from their partners. Now, this is again a very controversial topic, as we do every single week, and that is because nowadays a lot of girls actually say that you know your partners or your husbands or your boyfriends, they should know how much you actually have in the bank account. So they should know all your bank accounts and know exactly how much money you have. But some experts also suggest that actually you should not show your finances and all of the money you have, and you should keep some money saved up secretly and keep it private from your partner. And there are many reasons to do so, which is what we're going to be discussing in today's debate. And obviously, if you're new, then make sure to definitely read the disclaimer in the description box below as it relates to all the podcast episodes of this series. Now, without any further ado, we're going to get right into the first point, and I'll be starting with the fourth statement for girls should hide their finances from their partners. So the first point that I have for this debate is the fact that you should always keep money saved up, because you do not know where the relationship could go. So obviously this is, you know, some might say that this means you have trust issues, but let's be honest, any relationship can break at any time. And it's really, really important to make sure that you do have some money where, in case if, let's say, he does, let's say, take away the property or some of your assets or any money that you had, if he takes some of it away, or if sometimes through divorce you have to give some money and things like that, then you definitely need to make sure that you have some money saved up which he does not know about. And it's very easy for him to then say that, oh, but you have got, let's say, 50k in the bank, like, you know, he will know exactly your finances. That's not good. So make sure to always have some money saved. I think a woman should have money saved up away from a partner, because anytime she can use that money for backup, and even for, like, you know, like, you know, God forbid, if, let's say, your partner also gets abusive and things like that, and they try to take away money from you, and it's very hard to get out of that type of relationship. If you have some money saved up which he does not know about, then you can even use that money to supply for your children. You can even use that money to supply for your own needs, and you don't need to rely on your partner, and it's something that should be kept private. So I think that's really all I have to say for these 2 minutes.
I think those points are good, but I believe that if both of the partners have to basically, like, one of them has to hide and the other one has to share everything, it kind of creates this unequal balance in the relationship, I feel like, because a relationship is all about equality. And in a way, if a woman has to essentially hide their money, it kind of shows that the woman is weak, that basically, like, she has to hide some stuff from the man because the man is more powerful and he can do anything he likes, apparently. And that's what it sounds like almost. And I don't agree with that. It doesn't have to be that way. Like, a woman can be equally powerful and share all her finances with her husband, like, no matter what, or boyfriend, or whatever you are, what kind of relationship you're on. But I believe that again, it creates this kind of sense of equality between the two partners, because the both of them are very transparent with each other. And as you said, it also creates this kind of bond as well together. It creates a more stronger relationship in a way, because at the end of the day, we choose partners according to, you know, how much we share about them and how much we know about each other. And finances can be one part of it. Like, if you're comfortable sharing your deepest secrets, if you're comfortable sharing your past, if you're comfortable sharing your, you know, your fears and everything like that, finances should not be really a problem, because at the end of the day, you chose that partner because you feel like that you can share everything with them. And I don't think finances should be withheld as a result of that. And yeah, and essentially what I'm trying to say also is that, as I said before, is that women are not weak, that they have to, like, hide their money now from the man because the man can do something about it in the future or something. I think that that's a very wrong mindset to go to in any kind of relationship, which is very negative and very, like, very downgrading the woman in a way, because she can't defend herself unless she you know, has some money saved up that the partner doesn't know. And I don't think that's a practice that should be, you know, put into the society as a norm.
Well, I would have to say that I actually disagree with you in the sense that you said that it creates more of an equal balance if both both partners know how much money they each have. Well, I think that that just could not be farther from the truth, because you need to understand that, again, as I always mention, that in a relationship there is usually this polarity between the sexes, and a man needs to be more of the provider and a woman needs to be more of the woman that receives, and the woman who is able to, you know, gain this, you know, this love essentially, and, you know, letting the man be the provider. It doesn't mean now that the woman is weak or anything, and I think that that's where you kind of have this 50-50 mindset, and that's my point for these 2 minutes, that you cannot, you know, girls should hide their finances, because in a nutshell, we need to allow men to feel like the provider. And if, let's say, women are saying that, oh yeah, I have 50k in the bank, I can split 50-50 with you, then this kind of relationship can slowly turn into a very toxic one, because eventually a man will not feel like a man, and it will almost feel like they're friends with each other. They're not really in a relationship. And if you know that, again, to make a successful relationship work, there has to be a provider. So a man, if he doesn't know all of your finances, then it will, number one, create mystery, which is really good. And number two is the fact that he will then be able to know that, oh yeah, I have, like, it's not necessarily about more money, but he will know exactly how much he has. And he might think that to some extent that you have less money, or that, you know, you are, that you have less money essentially, and then he might eventually start feeling like he wants to provide for you more. So I think that this actually lessens the power struggle. It doesn't create an unequal balance, as you said. I think that it actually lessens the power struggle, so the man can give the attention, the love, and the provide for the woman, and the woman can actually receive all of this. So that would be my point for the 2 minutes.
To some extent, I agree with those points, that the man might feel a bit more, you know, because he has more testosterone and stuff. So obviously he's more likely to provide for you as the woman in the relationship. But I feel like hiding your money from your spouse or anyone, we're going to be talking about spouse because that's what we're most comfortable. But if you're going to be hiding your money from your spouse, I feel like that kind of creates like this something called that I research called financial infidelity, which is kind of like saying that, yeah, I'm going to hide all the money from you and you can give me all of your money, and I'm going to pretend that, oh, I'm this damsel in disgrace. Oh my God, I need help. Like, you know, I don't think men want to provide for women who are helpless, if you know what I mean, or like women that are like, you know, in desperate situation, like, oh my God, I don't have nothing to do. Oh my God, I need to buy something, but I don't have the money on my days. I don't think men want to be in that kind of a relationship. And women who do that usually are like those kind of women who try to pretend as though like they need so much help when they actually don't, because they're saving up, let's say, £5 every day from him. And I think that's absolutely fine if you're in that kind of relationship. But I believe that from my side of point, I'm thinking that it kind of creates this very infidelity type of a relationship. Because let's say if the opposite was happening and the man was hiding from you, like, let's say, £100 every day, and he was putting in a separate bank account and you didn't know about it, how would you feel as a partner? You would feel very cheated in a way. And that would cause you to feel like, oh, this person can't even trust me with, you know, how much money they have. They can't tell me. Oh, that's really sad that they don't trust me with that kind of thing. They think that I'm going to manipulate it, I'm going to take it away from them one day when I'm in the shower, I'm just going to take their card or something. So that kind of creates this weird situation, and you're always going to have this tension inside you, thinking that, oh my God, I'm hiding money from my partner all my days. What if they find out one day? This could be the divorce of us or something like that. So I would not recommend this kind of situation at all.
Okay, so you said a few points there. The first being that, you know, it shows that you're a damsel in disgrace, and damsel in distress, and that you basically might look like you're desperate. Well, I think that hiding your finances is actually doing the complete opposite of desperation, because obviously if you save up money on the side, then it means that you're ready to walk away at any point. It doesn't mean that now you are manifesting yourself to break up. Like, you're not saying that, oh, I want to break up one day and that's why I'm saving up money. But it's always good to have a backup plan, and as a high value woman, you should be someone who's ready to walk away if you are not being treated your best, because women are basically known to be the prize. And that is going to be my point for these 2 minutes. The fact that traditionally women should keep their own money, because, and this is even religion wise, if you see some specific religions, for example, in Islam, it actually says that women, the man's money should actually be given to, should be, is a right for a woman, for a wife, to actually have access to the man's money. But a man or a husband in Islam is not allowed to get any of the wife's money unless she allows it. So it's all about the woman, and the woman has the right. And this is basically, as you can see, things like Islam, they're not really, this is not really a feminist thing. It's actually saying that women do have rights, which is, for example, being able to have their own money. So traditionally, women should be able to keep their own money. And why is that? Because they are the prize. So the fact that you said about, oh, what if a man kept their money away? Well, let's be honest, I'm not saying that men aren't important, but I'm saying that in a relationship, the woman is the one who has to be chaste. So, and the woman should be the one who's ready to walk away, because then men will feel like hunting the woman and chasing and pursuing the woman. So therefore, that is what creates, again, that polarity, and it keeps that relationship going. So that is why a woman should be, always have some money saved up, so she can be the prize and she can like be ready to walk away at any time.
Okay, that makes sense to some people, but not myself. I feel like at the end of the day, you know, all this polarity of sexes, okay, makes sense that the man is going to be like, you know, chasing you after you, you know, always or after you. That's might create a quote unquote healthy relationship and everything. But I feel like that hiding your money from your spouse is actually something that you would usually do, let's be honest, when your husband is kind of abusive or somebody who is like, you know, that you can't trust fully and 100%. And I'm thinking in that sense, why are you with this person if you have to hide things from them? I mean, I understand if you want to hide like something that it is like that happened to you in the past, maybe like 20 years ago, and they don't have to know, that's fine. But if usually a woman has to hide their money from their husband, is because the husband might be a bit abusive, or he's getting worse with his abusive nature. That could be verbally, that could be physically, domestically, and all those kind of things. So I think that a woman usually would hide their money, especially in the case when the husband is abusive. Now, luckily, most of us hopefully are not in that situation where the man is like, you know, really abusive. He doesn't let you go anywhere. He doesn't let you dress in certain ways that you like and all those kind of things. So I believe that for most of the women, this does not apply where they have to hide the money. And I understand if you're a woman who is in an abusive relationship, first of all, you need to seek help. And second of all, of course, then you should be hiding some sort of money, like maybe like however much you can, you should hide money. And for your children, especially as well, as you said already. But in most of the cases, let's say, I would say probably 60 to 70% of the women who are not in this kind of relationships where the husband is very abusive, in those kind of situations, I don't think that a woman has to hide you know, money from the man, because the man is healthy conscious, and he knows what he's doing, and he's not the type where who he's gonna be like, yeah, give me your £500 that you saved from your account. So it's gonna be least likely, especially if he's a provider from day one.
I think, to be honest, for this point, you kind of answered your own question, because you actually said about how, oh, like, this only happens if your husband is abusive, and there are some things that you need to, like, keep private, which you already answered, which is, for example, your past relationships. So if you've been in any past relationships, and, you know, if you've had a past that you do not want to tell your husband, then you should keep that private. And I don't see why finances should be an exception. And again, I have to emphasize that in this podcast episode, we're not saying that you have to tell your partner that you have £0 in the bank. Like, that's not the aim of this podcast. The aim of this podcast is to just have a portion of money saved away, which your partner does not know. So yes, they will know that maybe you're still earning. Yes, they will know that, oh, like, your salary is, let's say, around, let's say, £400-£500 a month, but it does not mean that, you know, they don't have to know exactly penny to penny how much you get. So it's just saving a few pounds here and there. So I think there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that it is okay to keep things like this private, just like you would your past relationships. And the second thing that I have to say is about the fact that you said that, you know, again, going back to the point about your husband being abusive, well, I think that, again, you will never know when and what can happen. And it's always good to have a backup plan. I've already mentioned this before, but it's so, so important to have a backup plan. It's like just with your children, like even for your children, children, let's say, like, you want to make sure that it's like you want to live in a city where there are plenty of primary schools, not just one, because anytime you, let's say, your child can get bullied or your child might not like the primary school, they can move to another primary school. So you want to have as much access and options available. And also, if you have your own money, it creates that independence. It looks like you have your own life, and I think that is even more attractive to a man. So in a nutshell, I think for these last 11 seconds is that I think you should save up money, because you can build your own empire in privacy, and you don't need to show it like men do, because men need to compete with other men. They need to show their money, whilst women can build their empire in privacy.
I think that's a good point, but I believe that a relationship is all about sharing your dreams, your values, your difficulties, and all those kind of things. And in that case, I feel like if that's the case, if that's what a successful relationship is created, like, let's say if you are really desperately needing some money and you really want to buy something, or you really need the money because you have to travel somewhere or you have to go somewhere, I don't think it hurts for the woman to ask herself, directly to the man for the money, because I don't think a man will ever refuse, if especially if he's a healthy man, high value man, who is going to be always looking after you and everything, that, oh, you know what, honey, I need some, you know, darling, I need some money, I really want to get this done or something like that. And I feel like, actually, if the woman is hiding the money, let's say, and then she does, let's say, if she want to get the manicure done, let's say, and then suddenly she's using her secret money, quote unquote, to get her manicure and pedicure done, the husband's gonna be like, wait, where is all this money coming from? Like, you didn't even ever ask me, like, for the money to do this. How are you getting this done? He actually might start getting a bit more suspicious and thinking that, who is doing this, all of this for you? Like, you never asked me for the money to get this stuff done. So who else is providing for you? That's when he will get that, like, doubtful about what you're doing at home, if you're a housewife, for example. And obviously, if you're at work, that's a different case. But let's say that if you're a housewife and you don't have any other work and everything, and then you get your nails done, you go every day and do shopping, get your you buy a new bag or whatever it is, the husband will realize all these things, and then he will start get suspicious about you, where you're going. And that's when you turn all these healthy relationships into unhealthy relationships, where the guy is always spying on you and what you're doing and controlling you as well, and that's where it gets really abusive. So I think that to avoid these kind of situations, I believe that the woman should not be hiding any money and should not be costing her relationship in that way.
I personally don't think that this is costing the relationship, because I think that, you know, again, this before I address that point about, you know, how you said that this might cost a relationship, I wanted to quickly go back to that point about you saying that, oh, like, you should be building and sharing your dreams together. But you need to realize that when a woman is building her empire, quote unquote, it doesn't mean that she's trying to do it against her husband. It's not like she's doing it as an enemy towards her husband. It is still an ally, but you need to also ensure that a woman does need to have her own life, as I already said, to be attractive, to be high value. So, you know, you need to make sure you do have your own life still. And there are some things you just cannot do, say with your husband. It's okay to say your goals to your husband, like, oh yeah, I want to, like, let's say, buy my own car one day. It's okay to say those things, but you don't have to necessarily say all the steps to how you're going to achieve your goals. And I think that's my main point. And the second thing that I wanted to say is the fact that what you said about, oh, what if you start spying on your secret money that you're using for your nails and your manicure. But I personally think that, number one, the secret money is supposed to not be used. It's supposed to be there to not be used. It's supposed to keep it as, like, an asset and actual wealth and money in the bank. It's supposed to be there, and you're not supposed to use it. So technically, he should never be finding out. And even if he does find out, I think that especially if you're earning, which I'm guessing or assuming you are in this podcast, then I think that he shouldn't be minding, because in the end of the day, it's still your own money. So I don't see why. It's not like you're stealing it from him or anything. It's like your own money still. And my quick point for the last 2 minutes is the fact that I would say is that people are more willing to give you money if you actually don't necessarily say your finances, and it's a mysterious. It's like, even if, for example, you're dating men and they don't know exactly how much you have, they're just curious about you. They want to get to know more about you, so they'll keep paying for more dates. Whilst if you already said that, oh, I'm the CEO of a huge company, I tell my whole story of my life to him, then he's not going to be curious about you anymore, and he's going to just stop being curious and going on dates.
I think that's a good point, because then, okay, but the guy will be, like, chasing you more. But at the end of the day, I feel like it doesn't hurt for a woman saying that, oh yeah, you know, I'm a CEO of this company and I make this amount of sales. But I don't suggest myself, you know, saying, like, the whole sales figure. Now you don't go with the graph on the date on the restaurant and be like, oh yeah, this is how much I earned last month or anything. But I just feel like you know, not hiding the money and asking directly, just is going to create that pursued mode even more in the man, because he's going to be like, oh my God, look at this girl. She needs my help. She needs me. Because that's what a man ultimately needs, that ego boost in him saying that, yeah, she needs me, you know. She's not like, you know, by herself. She needs me. That's the most important thing for a man, is to be needed and respected. So when you ask a man directly and say that, oh yeah, I really want to buy this dress, can you please buy it for me? That just makes the man, even though at first he might be like, nah, actually, no, I don't have the money for that. And then when you listen to his reasons why he's not going to be able to buy it for you, but then he ends up buying it for you anyway the next day. It's just that you need to hear him out in the first few times, and then he's going to basically do it for you anyway because he has the provider gene. And on the other hand, if you are using your secret money here and there, I'm not saying like consistently, but like here and there you use it, and then you do something with your nails, on your pedicure, manicure, whatever you do, that is just gonna show that, wait, she didn't ask me for this. He's gonna realize, especially if you always asked for it from him. So that's why I'm saying that it's very, very important that we don't hide money, and we just ask the guy directly, and he's going to feel that ego boost, which means he's going to be needed and respected, which means he's going to cherish and love us and worship us, literally, quote unquote. And that's, I think, how their healthy relationships are, and they should be in 21st century.
So that was our main debate on, should girls hide their finances from their partners? I hope that you have enjoyed today's debate on this. I know there was a very unique topic. I don't see many people talking about girls hiding their finances, because I think majority of the population, they do share their finances, especially with new shared accounts coming out where you can just like share joint accounts. Yeah, these accounts where you can literally join the salaries of both partners. But definitely let us know your thoughts on this topic on the comments below. If you're on Spotify, there is a comment section. You can leave your thoughts and maybe it'll be featured in the next podcast episode. So thank you so much for listening. Also leave any suggestions for any future podcast debate ideas.
We really hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, zurbiscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.